This is Kendra, the vampire slayer. You'd better not be making fun of my outrageous accent, or I'll kill you.
Why does Kendra sound Irish?
I was doing that the whole episode.
Oh my god.
Oh god. All right, you're listening to Potential Cast, Season 2, Episode 9, What's My Line, Part 1. As career week at school has Buffy wondering what her future may have been like, Spike hires 3 professional bounty hunters to ensure she has no future at all. My name is Stephanie.
My name's Kimberly.
This is Fabby.
I'm Lirio.
I'm Skylar.
Hello, Skylar.
Hi, Skylar.
Welcome, welcome.
I'm letting you know I'm going to talk like this the whole episode.
My name is Skylar. I'm not the vampire slayer.
So, Skylar, you watched Buffy last year for the first time.
7 seasons in, like, 1 year.
Yeah, because you were at my house, like, this time last year, and we watched a very sad episode.
Oh, my gosh. I think it gave me a nightmare.
Really? That was just so awesome that y'all came in time that we could watch that particular episode at my house together. That was just, I'll never forget that. That was very special.
Mm.
Disturbing.
Yes. I was going to go with scary and upsetting, but
yeah, upsetting. All right. So we're talking about What's My Line Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
Where again, Buffy is sad because she can't be a normal teenager and she can't look forward to figuring out what she's going to do when she grows up.
Well,
because
I'm very happy that they're finally broaching the topic of Buffy wondering about being a normal girl.
Yeah. We just haven't covered that enough.
We barely touched upon the surface of her not being normal and her mm-hmm. having a very specific. Yeah. Okay. I think that's enough sarcasm for now.
Just enough.
Did anybody else guess that she would be law enforcement?
No.
I was like, they're going to tell her she has to be a cop.
I figured it was either going to be something like that or something really stupid, like sanitation expert or something, like a garbage man.
Hmm.
Just something just ridiculous that has nothing to do with anything.
Takes out the trash. The vampire trash.
Mm-hmm. She's mm-hmm. sweeping up the streets because of all the vampire ash.
Ooh. Maybe. I think we have some feedback.
Yes.
Let's get into a little bit of feedback. I think we should play Kevin's voicemail.
Okay.
To start off. Now, I would like to preface this by expressing to Kevin how appreciative we are that he was thinking about us, because he sent this MP3 file over. And then pretty soon after, he sent a follow-up email stating that this might actually be quite spoilery if we haven't watched part 2. And I subsequently told him, you know, we'll just send us a redo and we'll be happy to play that. Now, he did, and we do appreciate that. But, Steph, you say that, I mean, you've listened to it and you say it's not spoilery?
It's fine.
It's fine?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're actually going to play Kevin's original one. So, Kevin, please don't hate us. For the extra, okay, please don't hate me for the extra work I made you do.
Well, basically, when I recorded tuning into Sci-Fi TV mm-hmm. with him and Kim from Upside Down and Halfway to Happy Land yeah. and Brian from Hellmouth, they were very concerned about you guys being spoiled.
Hmm.
They are just super, super scared that y'all are going to know anything. So that's why he's worried. He's just worried that he'll But it's fine. We'll listen to it.
Okay.
Hey, Gax crew and special guest, it's Kevin Batchelder.
Hi, Kevin.
Hope everybody's doing very good. I wanted to share a couple of thoughts that occurred to me after hearing your most recent episode. And that's, I got to be right in line with you as far as not watching ahead, if at all possible, before you record. While you guys are aware that we do have some two-part episodes coming up, certainly by the episode titles, there are also several others that, while they might not be in the title that way, they are certainly cliffhangers. And it's so much more fun to hear you guys with your thoughts and feedback and reactions before you see what does happen. So if you can avoid it, it would be great. Maybe if you do have to watch ahead, be sure to take notes that first time through so you can bring up those thoughts that occurred to you before you got there, because I think that'll make it a lot of fun for us as the listeners and for you folks as far as the interaction. Also, for some of you, as you were looking at our new Slayer that came in this episode, you may recognize the face there. That actress, for those of you who are Vampire Diaries watchers, will recognize that actress was on there for a short period of time playing a character
by the name of Emily. And she had the same horrible accent.
In case you were wondering, you've seen her. And also, this harkens back to when I joined you folks for the Season 1 finale, Prophecy Girl. I'm not sure if it was Gabby or Kim, but one of you mentioned in our discussion when we were talking about what happened there, something to the effect of, oh, wow, Buffy actually died. So that was very prophetic there, and I think it was either Steph or I quickly moved on to another discussion topic before anybody started wondering the implications way back then. But that's one of many OMG-type moments you're going to see in the next couple of seasons and beyond. So cool stuff to see it paying off there. Also, just like Steph, I got a good laugh-out-loud moment. Gabby recently in that last show mentioned that I've got a theory, and I'm not sure if you know what that means at this point or not, if someone's told you, but you might want to use a different phrase, because every time you say that, us longtime fans are thinking of something way down the line. So I'll leave you with that thought to ponder. Always appreciate the work, guys. It's a lot of fun. You all take care.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
I'll never say
no, that wasn't actually spoily at all.
Nah.
I want to mention Kevin is still accepting entries through November 30th for the complete series of Buffy on DVD giveaway that he's doing and tuning into Sci-Fi TV. So if you're interested and you are a resident of the United States of America, go ahead and enter that contest and see if you can win that, because it would be awesome.
Whatever. Let's move on.
Now, Kim, you and I both have the added benefit of living in Canada. We don't need prizes.
I know.
You need health care.
I have something, and I don't think it's here, but I would like to mention it because it was something that was tweeted at the Potential Cast tweet. Or Twitter address. Kimberly? Can you repeat after me?
No. Am I going to embarrass myself?
No. Just I just have to do this for the principle of it, and then we never have to do it again. Okay?
Okay.
Joss. Okay. And not Josh.
I never said Josh.
Yeah. It's okay. You did.
I said Joss Whedon.
I know what you said, because I had to listen to it four times. But I just want everyone who's listening to us to understand that we intend to say Joss. We don't intend to say Josh. And if we do say Josh,
take I'm pretty it from... sure I said Joss.
I understand. But you didn't. That one time, which led to quite a few people sending us tweets and emails and stuff like that. And I just want to say, as someone who is blessed with a not-so-usual name as Illyrio, I'm sure Joss doesn't mind. So if we do it again, feel free to not remind us. Okay? Awesome.
Move along.
Yes.
Speaking of Joss, I happen to have a beautifully printed out version of that picture of me and him.
Oh, you printed it out.
Not on photo paper, just on a normal piece of paper right now.
You had the greatest Comic-Con experience ever.
I still don't believe it happened.
You did everything you wanted to do. And you got your picture made with Joss Whedon.
He's so gingery.
Okay, Next, do we want to read Sam Wood's email?
Hey guys, I've been listening to your show since the beginning, and I'm rewatching along with you, and I'm really enjoying the ride. You guys are so much fun to listen to, and I really appreciate the effort you're all going to produce this show. Runaway Crest, however, please, no more Lost spoilers. Some of us have yet to finish watching, and although I haven't been spoiled yet on anything major, I'm afraid I will be. But anyway, back to Buffy. I think Stephanie mentioned a few episodes ago that she was amazed to discover that he, and another character yet to be introduced, was actually American. I guess she's talking about Spike.
Yeah.
Because she was so convinced by his British accent, but I must disagree. As a Brit myself, although not a Northerner, I am not always entirely convinced by his accent. It's not terrible, but there are certain mistakes that he makes repeatedly that makes it hard for me to suspend my disbelief. I studied phonetics and accents of English at university, and I am also a total nerd. So this stuff sticks out to me like a sore thumb. Listen to when he says the word can't. He always says it sort of front vowel, like all you lovely North Americans, but no one in England says it like this, even Northerners. We all say it with a long vowel, without exception, like, in Scotland and Ireland. The situation
like can't.
Like, whoa, I don't, okay. Anyway, thank you for allowing me that moment of phonetics geekerly. Keep up the good work. From Sam. P.S. for Stephanie. I absolutely agree, however, that the other character who comes later and does a British accent does it perfectly.
Yeah. We got several emails like this. Mainly British people saying, you guys are crazy. They don't sound... They don't... You know, we're not fooled at all. But to me, they sound great. But now going back and listening on School Hard, Spike is a little over the top with his British accent, but he settles into it more later on.
Mm-hmm.
Gets better, gets more confident with it, I suppose. But yeah, we got a lot of that.
Next email should be read by Gabby, and it's from Not a Viking.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Ewan from Scotland here, a.k.a. Not a Viking. Loving the podcast, and I've posted comments on some of your episodes, but I had to contact you about the most important issue that you've been dealing with so far, which is, of course, Bromash! It's so funny that you've developed your own thing around this, because when the show aired, well, I'll let this interview with Sarah Michelle Gellar from The Times in 2004 explain. Interviewer. When I was a student, I tell her, there used to be a drinking game. The Buffy drinking game, says Geller, and claps delightedly. Like every time you saw Buffy's bra strap, you had to drink? Yes, I admit. That was so cool, she crows. So dare you play the Buffy drinking game? With season 2's fashion choices and your hawk-like perception, you'll be completely drunk halfway through the episodes. Keep up the great show. Ewan. Thanks, Ewan.
Thank you very much, Ewan.
Aww. That sounds like a great idea for maybe a commentary thing we could do sometime.
Yeah. Agreed.
Okay. I can do that.
Aww. When we have a legal guest.
If you're actually here in Montreal during that, you're totally legal now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you should come up next Labor Day.
Yeah.
I have an email here from Shelley Roth. Subject, giggles galore. Sounds like an evil genius in the next Austin Powers film. Hi, Gax and guest. I just finished listening to your Dark Age episode, and I have to tell you that I was laughing so much that I had to go back several times to catch what I missed. I usually listen after the rest of my family has gone to bed, and I had to try really hard not to wake them up. I love hearing all your speculations, especially the relationship combos. I'm glad you're enjoying the episodes and no getting nitpicky about the cheesy stuff, as some people do. I am rewatching more than once along with you, and I used to say that the first time through you watch for plot and character development. The second time through, you'll catch all the foreshadowing, which is amazing and really starts building up from now on. But of course, now, because of you guys, I also have to rewatch for Bra Watch. Even though it's a few years away, believe me, you'll want to rewatch. And Stephanie, I think you should continue to podcast and call it Once More with Spoilers. Of course, I love What's My Line Part 1 for many reasons. Spike is back, and Drusilla, Oz, lots of fun one-liners, and the first genuine cliffhanger as the roller coaster that is Season 2 really gets into gear. Enjoy. Love you guys. Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley. Okay, feedback, so... Do what?
I think that's it for feedback.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay, so who wants to go first with points of revelation?
All right, I had a point.
I have one about Edward Cullen.
What about Edward Cullen, Tyler?
Okay, so I'm watching it, right? And she's climbing in her window. And Angel's there, being a creeper in her bedroom. And I was just like, so this is where Edward Cullen learned how to be a bedroom creeper. He stole it from Angel. Joss Whedon did it first, Stephanie Meyer.
Oh, there's so many things that Joss Whedon did first.
Yeah.
Ugly. But, yeah, you know, what's weird is Buffy, she calls Angel, or she goes to Angel for help in this episode because she's really scared of the tribe of Tankerin or Tonkana or whatever it is. But when has Angel ever been able to help Buffy?
He does give off the impression of, be careful, I'm going to be hiding behind this post. Like all of season one, it was like, there's something coming, there's something bad. And it's like, where is he? By the time he shows up, she's dead in the water. So, yeah. I don't know.
Literally.
I'm with you, Steph. I don't think he's really helped. He was fine helping Willow out with her idea to dispossess Jenny Calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
See, I can't remember which things happened before this episode completely, and I can't remember which ones happened after. So I'm just like, I'm not going
to
say
anything. Scared to say anything. Yeah,
I know. Thank you very much for that.
I'm scared I'm going to be like, just sit quiet, and all of a sudden I'm just going to be like, Harry's a wizard. And just like, spoiler everything.
What?
Wait a minute.
Spoiler alert, Harry's a wizard.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Illyrio.
Mm. As long as you don't say he can, you know, speak to snakes or anything.
Spoiler.
What? I have a point.
Okay.
Figure skating, really?
Well, okay, the reason that they put figure skating in that is because Sarah Michelle Gellar is really a big ice skating fan.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that who Dorothy Hamill was?
Yes.
I knew who Dorothy Hamill was.
I'm old enough to know.
She was.
The only figure skater I know is Michelle Kwan.
Mm.
Not only did I know who Dorothy Hamill was, I had that haircut when I was little.
Oh. Can we see the photo proof?
I will email my mother.
But what's so funny in that scene where she's roller skating and the number one bounty hunter comes after her, attacks her, and she slits his throat with her ice skate, and there's no blood at all.
Yeah, and if you've watched that clip of Clint Malarchuk, unfortunately, the goalie for the Buffalo Sabres in the 1980s getting a skate to the throat, there is a ton of blood if that happens.
What?
I'm a minor. 1980
something. It was a game with the Buffalo Sabres and some other team, and just accidentally, someone fell over another player, and the skate came up and actually clipped the goalie under his mask, and he just started bleeding profusely. I mean, mm-hmm. he survived, but boy, oh boy!
Lost
oh my
a lot
god,
of blood.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so there would have been a lot of blood if that happened.
Yeah,
it's a kid show.
That's true. Vampires, yes. Blood, no.
But then right after that, Buffy kissed Angel with his vamp face.
Yes.
Was I the only one truly disturbed by that?
Was I the only one who thought that the notes playing in the background sounded exactly like the beginning of tale as old as time.
Yeah, this is the beginning of the Buffy Angel theme. There will be a theme soon.
I'm from Quebec. I can't start it without finishing it. The way it's the video. just go on without me. All right, I'm back.
I have a point. They hung a lampshade on something. When Buffy does come in her window and Angel's there, and they're talking, what is it? Angel says something about your cradle-robbing creature of the night boyfriend.
Then Buffy says that.
Buffy says that. They're acknowledging that the audience is thinking, why is he going after a child when he's 100, whatever. Yeah.
Just a normal teenage girl and her cradle-robbing, centuries-old creeper boyfriend.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's a werewolf. I'm way cooler.
Okay, so Spike. Okay, and a couple
of Blondie Bear.
Four. He's not Blondie Bear yet, though.
Did you just spoil us on a Spike nickname?
No. That's what I call him. He's my Blondie Bear.
So Spike had this book stolen from Giles. Mm-hmm. Remember? So this book, Spike is trying to get it translated for the cure for Drew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is she gonna die? Because they keep referencing that we're running out of time, and I remember Spike said something about a coronation. Does that mean some sort of vampire royalty?
I don't remember what's wrong with her.
You know, when they came there, he brought her there because she's very weak because of a mob in Prague.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I remember that now.
And okay, so they sent Spike sent one of his minions to that
mausoleum
to steal the
cross,
the
cross of Diluc. That
it was the decryption text. Key or the decoding key that was in the shape of a cross.
Right.
Yeah. Can I interject? Most true to life deck of tarot cards ever. I want to get the tarot cards that actually have the picture of the mausoleum on them so that you know exactly which one you're looking for.
I have two sets of tarot cards, and neither one of them have any pictures of places I've ever been. Disappointed.
Yeah. Am I the only one who gets the feeling that Spike is... he's in a love-annoyed relationship with Drew? Like, this is the second episode now where he's visibly, he's kind of like, oh, God, you're so annoying.
I'm working here. You know?
So is that something that is going to be dealt with, or is it just an interesting way of him to...
Well, no, it's just interesting that he loves her, but she frustrates him sometimes.
She is very needy.
She's kind of like a child because she's got the crazies.
And Miss Edith.
Miss Edith needs to be changed.
Miss Edith.
I hate it when my dolls poop.
You know, Canadians probably would have that.
Yeah.
So Buffy goes to Angel's apartment and she falls asleep and he's not there. Because Angel has gone to the bar, Willie's bar, to get information.
Okay, so it turned from Beauty and the Beast to Murder, She Wrote.
and the guy from Becker is the guy that had all the information.
It was weird. It was like all of a sudden, Angel's a private investigator. And he's dealing with one of his underworld contacts. It was straight out of any like private investigator TV drama. You know, like Angel could be replaced with Tom Selleck and no one would, you know the difference. But it's very interesting that if it was very formulaic in that sense. I mean, I thought it was great. I thought it was hilarious, but you know, it's like, really, this is what you do? So when you're not stalking underage girls, you're basically trying to muscle information out of people.
Weird. Yep, that's what he does.
That's what he does, huh? Wow. Oh, wow. I can't wait to watch Angel now.
She walked in his room. I was like, wait a second. I forgot Angel had a little housey thing. Oh, yeah. It's kind of nice. I like this.
So, this other person that comes to town that we assume is a bounty hunter goes after Angel and locks him in the cage, which... It's so funny. Willie's bar has the same cage thing that Giles' library has.
You guys don't have those?
Everybody I have one in my bedroom.
Awesome.
So Angel's locked in the cage, and the idea is...
Eastern exposure.
Yeah. Only Angel had a cell phone.
Is it bad that I want the sun to win?
Oh, yes. Oh, poor Angel.
So, Steph, when I mentioned earlier about the coronation, did you not answer because you don't want to? Or
no, because... I'm not answering because I don't remember.
Because I was like, coronation, but does that mean anything? Big question mark.
Something happens next in the next part, but I can't remember.
Cordelia and Xander, and you know, with the house in Buffy's house.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the next bounty hunter comes in to town, and he goes in the house next door, and he waits for Buffy to come home.
Okay.
And he
has like Maggot the Maggot Man. Yeah. Freakiest idea ever.
Gross. Yeah. Gross.
Awesome.
Gross.
It was the guy from Picket Fences.
He's going to get maggots in his tea.
Maggots everywhere.
He played Carter Pike on Picket Fences. I think he was the medical examiner.
Was Picket Fences Canadian?
No, it was a David E. Kelly property.
Oh, David E. Kelly.
He was...
you know, Allie McBeal.
Allie McBeal and some
the
other
practice.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I never watched those.
Boston Legal? Was that David E. Kelly?
I'm not sure.
Well, now I know who he is. Let me write this down. David E. Kelly did stuff.
I think he may have done L.A. Law.
So I think it's more obvious than ever that Xander and Cordelia are going to get together.
Yeah, they go sneak in Buffy's house. And when Xander sneaks in...
Did you hear what he said?
What?
He said, you wanted to be part of the Scoobies.
Yeah.
Actual official... You know, this is when someone actually calls themselves the Scoobies. Uttered in this episode by Xander.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, is that just a fan-generated term, or did they actually say it? And I'm really happy they said it in the series.
I guess they said it, and it stuck.
Mm-hmm.
It drives me crazy, though, that they break into Buffy's house to see if Buffy's there, and some salesman knocks the door, and Cordelia's like, it's not my house, let me open the door. And be like, come in and sell me things.
Mm. Well, no, she wants free stuff.
Well, yeah.
Free makeup.
It's not your house.
Yes, I would like free makeup that is in a suitcase that looks like it's from the 1950s.
It's got lead in it. Okay, I have a pointy point thing about... I thought she said this earlier about Angel's house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't she break the lock to get in?
I don't remember that.
I thought she kicked the door.
Well, she like went to the door and then she like pushed it really hard and like I think there's a little sound like it's supposed to be the lock breaking. How do you feel safe in a place where you just broke the lock on the door? You're just gonna sleep there and you know somebody who's not well liked by other scary creatures of the night lives. Really?
Mm. I guess she was just waiting for Angel to come home. She assumed that he would be home any minute.
Except for he's getting a suntan.
I sense lots of Angel hate. I'll try not to read into it. Kim, I can hear the gears of your mind.
Yes, you're being too quiet. What are you thinking?
Honestly, I'm watching the football game. No, I'm kidding. I'm trying to think of where you guys are actually going with your comments. Yeah,
She's you listening are right. Here we go. Spike hates canoes. Because apparently that's not the word, and it makes him mad. And he beats on his vampire nerd.
Are there any episodes later in the series where Spike goes to anger management meetings because he seems to kind of have issues with that?
My name is Spike. I have issues.
No, because he'd get mad at everybody there.
I just thought that that was like a vampire thing, that they were like easily frustrated and...
No. I don't know. Really? That seems kind of counterproductive. How are you supposed to have any long-term planning if you just everything sets you off?
Get angry, you bite people, you spread the vampirism. It's like a parasite.
So here's one of my points.
Okay.
Pink satin pajama pants? Really? Really? I do not like Kendra, that's all I'm saying.
Well, I don't think anybody likes Kendra.
I like Kendra.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think Kendra likes Kendra.
I mean, I'll tell you why I like her next episode.
Okay.
But I will say it was a great cliffhanger, because when she said, I'm Kendra the Vampire Slayer, I went, what?
Yeah. And then, like, what the crack?
That was great.
Wait, wrong show.
I remember when that episode ended the first time, and I just turned to my mom and was like, oh my god. So, like, I think this and this happened, and that's why this happened, and, like, she was just like, shut up, we're about to watch the next episode.
So Vampire Slayers can't afford tickets on flights. They have to stow away in the wheel well.
Yeah.
Isn't, like, the lack of pressure up in there, wouldn't that kill you if you were in the cabin? Or not in the cabin?
It depends how high it flies, but that did look like a transcontinental.
But she is a vampire slayer.
I know. Mm. That's true.
Gabby,
they can breathe in space.
Yeah? Oh, hope that's not too spoilery.
Can we talk about Willow and Oz for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They finally get to meet each other, but they didn't say a word to each other.
He did.
Oh, no. He said something to her.
He said something awesome.
Yeah, that might be my quote.
So we're not going to say it.
So he won't say it. So they're both super smart, and they're hand-selected to create software
Willow
for this
Oz,
great
both
company.
Recruited by Mr. McCarthy.
That seemed creepy. That was
Are you or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party? It's wrong,
which
McCarthy.
Is my favorite episode of Angel.
That's the title of an episode of Angel?
Sort of.
Wow. Okay, and now I really want to watch the series. Brilliant.
Not exciting. I don't remember what she's talking about. But then again, we didn't really look at the episode titles.
Oh. Yeah.
We went to Stephanie. She was like, what episode did you like? Where I was like, the one where this and this happened. She's like, oh, that's called this. And I'm like, sure.
Stephanie's our Amy.
Yeah.
You just spout out the episode titles, no problem. Any points from you, Gabby?
It was nice that somebody, Giles, called Xander out and being a smart aleck.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. I'm like, oh, finally somebody shut him up
I
for
felt
about
bad
two
for Xander. I was like, oh, shoot. Aww. That's no good. You went too far.
What's that about?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I said, actually. Hoser.
You know, I really enjoy watching Buffy and Kendra fight, because something I realize, they're so equally matched that it's such a great fight.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, but there was that one moment where it looked like she was going to do one of those kick up off your back right onto your feet things, and it didn't work out. I was like, I guess they didn't want to reshoot that one.
I don't know if you knew, noticed this, but this is what me and my mom would always make jokes about, is, like, Buffy's stunt double looks like a 30-year-old woman. Yeah. Like, she looks like 20 or so years older than Buffy, and you can, like, clearly tell she's not Sarah Michelle Gellar. And, like,
the she's first built time like watched, a linebacker, yeah.
Yeah, and her hair color is slightly different, and we were just like, okay, I guess they ran out of budget for stunt doubles.
I just try not to notice.
Yeah.
Don't ruin the magic.
Suspension of disbelief.
But back to Kendra's accent. I was reading the Wikipedia page. It said that it was like a last minute decision to give her an accent.
Oh, horrible decision.
She had a coach.
Change your answer.
Yes. And that, I mean, even the actress said that, oh, she just hated it. And I don't think she was very proud of the role.
Oh, that's a shame. Because I can't tell if it's like, if she was trying and I was like, oh no, or if she knew that it was bad. Because it was pretty bad.
What's with Xander's future career lying in corrections? Being a correction officer? Like, I'm really hoping that's foreshadowing. I really, really hope that's foreshadowing, because otherwise
but
it's just ridiculous.
He works in Buffy.
Random.
Buffy puts them in jail and then he watches them.
Last time he was next to someone in a cage, that zombie broke out. So, I don't know.
That's foreshadowing. No,
maybe.
But also, why does Principal Snyder care so much about where Buffy is?
There's got to be something to that, man.
He's obsessed with her.
Yeah.
And we still haven't had any closure to the fact that he knows there's something going on. And he knows it's not gangs on PCP.
He knows.
He's in on something. There's something going on in the background. They haven't mentioned it since School Hard. It's starting to piss me off. I want Snyder to talk. Someone make him talk.
It's gonna come out, but probably, I don't think, maybe not this season.
Oh, God.
Wait, Snyder. Yeah, I remember what it is.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
All right, well, as long as something does come up, I suppose I should be happy.
So Principal Snyder does have a bigger role. Interesting.
Well, not really. It's just more other... I can't say.
No problem.
But he doesn't really have a larger role than what he's doing now.
So it's not Snuffy.
Please no.
Okay, good.
Woo. Please no.
Okay. Oh,
I thought
okay.
You meant Snuffleupagus. I'm like, what the hell? Kind of Sesame Street reference?
It's like Gillow.
I really have to get some of I have to get some of that good
Your
juju.
Binder.
Binder is better. Yes.
Okay.
Excellent.
Malander.
Corderio is my favorite. But that's fan fiction I'll keep to myself.
I get it.
Oh my gosh.
Right. So, other stuff. Oh yeah, Spike said something about decoding the manuscript and that helps strengthen a weakened vampire.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he's got a mission because he really wants to save Drew. I guess so. Is that important?
We'll find out more in the next episode.
Okay.
In part two.
Here's a question. Okay, so there's Maggot Man.
Yes.
Hockey Rink Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're led to believe Kendra was going to be one of the assassins, but Kendra turns out is not one of the assassins.
Correct.
So, have we already seen in part one the third assassin? You don't have to tell me who it is, but have we seen the third assassin?
Yeah, sort of. You've caught a glimpse, but you don't know, but you will find out.
Okay. Principal Snyder? No, I'm kidding.
It's not Oz, is it?
No.
Okay, good. I'm like, oh my god! It better not be! Thank god.
Oh my gosh.
Illyrio knows.
Do I know what? I know something about someone, but...
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't want to.
The part where she's all like freaked out that anyone's gonna kill her, and like the guy like pulls out the comb and just like brushes his hair, and it's like super intense music. I was like, who still does that?
Who combs their hair?
Like pulls it out like that, and it's just like whoosh. Like it was like I don't know, it was West Side Story or something.
It was a little. It was a little West Side Story. Not enough finger snapping though. So I'm really, really looking forward to part two.
Yes.
I am.
Me too.
Does anybody want to make any predictions for part two, Kim or Gabby?
No.
I predict Kendra's accent will still be horrible.
I predict that Cordelia will somehow fluke her way out of not being assassinated. It will be completely inadvertent, and she will escape unscathed.
I think Cordelia and Xander are going to kiss.
You think they're going to kiss as a result of something?
And I think they're going to keep it a secret from everybody else, and then see how long it takes for them to figure it out, the rest of the Scoobies. That's what I think.
I think Giles is going to be snooty and British.
Okay, sorry.
I haven't watched it in a year. And I guess in a year, I softened his British snootiness in my mind. And I'm watching him like, geez, Giles, you need to chillax, bro. It's all right. We got this. She's a vampire, so she got this.
It's Irie.
It's Irie.
It's Irie.
It's Irie.
That's how Kendra would say it. Everything Irie. That doesn't
get old. No Kendra, no fight. No Kendra, no fight.
I wonder who the third one is. Oh, is the third one going to be that nerdy vampire?
It's not really important. It's not.
All right, never mind then. That would be totally awesome.
Definitely.
I'm actually the third assassin. You might want to check your closets before you go to bed tonight.
Buffy better not order the fries.
Jeez. Well, I hope in part two there's more bra watch action. Because there was only one in this one.
Aww.
They're really letting me down.
Boo.
It was another black one.
Shocking.
Buffy gray sweatshirt, just saying. And I had to look really hard to find that one.
You I saw that she was wearing a black bra through a gray sweatshirt. That's impressive.
She's talking to Giles, and I was watching it on my phone, and so that I'd remember, I did a screen print.
Oh, the tiny little screen
on the iPhone. I was watching it with Netflix, and she's talking to Giles, and I'm like, oh, one slipped out. And I paused it and took a picture. I may use it as my avatar, might not.
Oh my gosh,
that's kind of creepy.
I know.
I'm proud of you.
Awesome. Anybody have any other points before we rate?
No.
No. I had to take one of those tests.
Oh, yeah? And what did it
really,
tell you?
What did it say?
Well, because for the practice ACT, you had to do it. And it has all these little zones that tell you what you can be good for, like travel service industries or a politician. I got zone 99, the one where you're too crazy and all over the place for them to tell you what job you'll have in the future.
I remember
apparently
we did one.
Apparently, I was the Willow.
I remember we did one, and I tried to answer all the questions so it would tell me private investigator, and it did. You could totally flub one of those.
You like private investigating? Why, yes. It's my favorite thing to do.
We had them in school as well. I think I got politician or journalist.
Nice.
Ooh.
Too bad you
and
lost
the
election.
And I hate politics, and I hate the news.
At least you got a job.
Did you have that, Gabby or Steph?
No.
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 I would love to take one.
We have one in grade 8 and another one we're in grade 11.
But you know what I do? It suits me, and I did well in school with this. So I think I looked up and fell into the thing that's best for me.
Hmm.
Even though I would really love to do something else right now. But.
I'll trade. You can toast buns for minimum wage. It's fine.
You're talking food, right?
Well, that's my main job is food.
Okay. I'll be quiet again.
I do the spray on tans for the Jersey Shore guys. Totally. It's my second job. I toast their buns too.
I thought that's what Michael did. That's what he told us that I left on the cutting room floor. So I would like to rate this episode, if I may.
Okay, go ahead.
I will give it an 8 out of 10 outrageous accents.
I couldn't agree more. I gave it 8 out of 10. I would have given it 9, but I had to take a point off for Kendra.
Damn right.
And her pink satin pajama pants.
Nothing wrong with pajama pants, okay? Said the man currently wearing
pajama pants. I'm wearing them too!
But they're not pink satin, and I'm not
I admit
I'm not
to nothing.
Slinging.
I admit to nothing. You can't make me say.
It gets really cold up there in the air.
Wow. I loved this episode. I watched it 3 times. I loved it. And even though there was no bronze, I really liked it a lot. I'm going to give it 9.5 kittens. Because Ben calls Drew his kitten.
That's awful.
I was like, where's
kittens? 9 whole kittens is okay, but that 1/2 a kitten, poor thing.
Sorry.
Now, which half?
Fine. 9 kittens.
No, 9. We'll leave it as 9.5.
Fine.
Skylar, what do you rate it?
I'm going to give it, since I thought the hockey thing was lame. And I like Kendra. I'm going to give it 7 out of 10 flaming angels.
Oh, no.
Oh, I forgot to take a point off for the cheesy skating.
But did you not find it sweet at all? I mean, it was kind of...
It was
Angel
cute.
Wanted to do, I did he like wanted it. To do something for Buffy.
Yeah, but she
better.
Slit a guy's throat with her skeet.
He was that trying was to kill her. Yeah.
And he didn't bleed.
Well, it's a kid's show.
I guess. It's not a kid show.
Where they promote really outrageous age difference relationships.
But I have to admit that Buffy is not as superficial as I thought she would be. Because she made out with Angel as a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I give this a 7 out of 10 because, I mean, it's a good episode. But the opening scene, the teaser, it just rubs me the wrong way. Because the dialogue, oh God, it's just, it's like, oh, I don't know. I printed it out. Let me read it to you. Xander says, are you a people person or do you prefer keeping your own company? What if I'm a people person who keeps his own company by default? So mark none of the above. There's no X for none of the above. That would introduce too many variables into their mushroom head number crunching little world. I'm sensing bitterness. It's just these people can't tell from one multiple choice test what we're supposed to do with the rest of our lives. It's ridiculous. Anyway, so down here, skip down here. And suck all the spontaneity out of being young and stupid. I'd rather live in the dark. Well, we won't be young forever. Yes, but I'll always be stupid. Okay, let's not all rush to disagree. You're not stupid. Do I like shrubs? It's between you and your father. What'd you put? I came down on the side of shrubs. I mean, this is, it hurts my head. It's just so dumb. And then Cordelia walks by and says something to Xander, and he says, is murder always a crime? I mean, this is not witty dialogue. It's, they're trying to be witty, then they're trying to make an impression on you quick in the teaser, so you'll keep watching the episode. But it just, it's terrible.
I think the test was just dulling their brain, because they're pretty awful.
Did that first scene not just make y'all want to...
Well, clearly not me, because I really loved this episode. No, I'm feeling
you
bad.
You kind of got rid of two of my quotes there, Steph.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
No, no, like... it's fine. It's just I'm a little surprised that it rubbed you the wrong way like that.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious.
I really hated it.
It was trite and predictable, but at the same time, I didn't feel it was out of place for them, because Xander's such a dumbass when it comes to jokes like that, that I thought it was actually quite apropos for him. Do you know what I mean? I didn't feel it was out of character. Mm-hmm. I would agree with you that it was a little bit, you know, really
stupid.
Yeah, stupid. But I didn't feel it was out of character for Xander to say the things he said. Because I guess I've just been brainwashed into thinking that that's basically his way of approaching topics.
Well, Giles is on par with Stephanie, because
yes,
he puts Xander in his place.
Enough of this nonsense.
Giles is the voice of reason.
Oh, I'm sorry I took your quotes.
Don't worry about it. I have backups. I've learned. Long
I totally forgot to write more than one. My mom was like, write more than one. They'll steal your quote. And I was like, I just realized I only wrote one down.
Don't worry. You can have one of mine.
Aww.
Yay!
Well, I only have one left.
Oh no!
These little rants.
I thought of one that was a point of mine, and I turned it into a quote. I think it works better as a quote than a point. And I'm hoping no one has it. By the way, does Angel holding a stuffed animal turned into a recurring thing?
Oh God, what is it?
I forgot.
He does come back.
Okay.
The stuffed animal and that I cannot remember. Yeah,
but they're not like foreshadowing that Angel's in reality a 240-year-old dead vampire with a soul who's actually a furry. Like, are they trying to get everybody to love Angel just by default? No.
Mr. Gordo.
Mr. Gordo. That's just correct.
Senior Gordo.
That made me
Mr. Gordo comes back.
That made me think of when we were in Mexico. In what was it? I forget the year, but we were in Mexico, and we were taking buses from city to city, myself and Christine. And in Mexico, in the buses, they have bathrooms you don't want to go into, but they also have TVs that they play movies, and they're American movies, but dubbed, of course, in Spanish. And it was Babe, but it was Gordy. And we watched Gordy like four times on our trip in Mexico. Oh. And and one time they played 12 Monkeys, but in English. Yeah. But yeah, Mr. Gordo. Awesome.
Yeah. He sold out on Amazon.com, incidentally.
That's funny.
So next week is What's My Line Part 2.
Yay. Can't wait to watch it.
I know. I'm going to go watch it right now.
Me too.
Any quotes?
Uh-huh.
Did you have
left? I've got one. Canapé?
What is canapé?
Some sort of weird food?
It's a kind of hors d'oeuvre.
Yes. I have one. Goody! Research party!
The sad thing is she's 100% serious.
I love it.
It's a statistical impossibility for a 16-year-old girl to unplug her phone.
That's true.
So true. Yeah.
Same with a 30-year-old girl.
Mine is, don't warn the tadpoles!
That was
so cute!
That was adorable.
And he's like, don't warn the tadpole.
Yeah. I have frog fear. See, I kept expecting something to come of that.
Frog fear.
Damn it, there's goes my frog theory.
Mine was going to be a point of revelation, but I just used the quote instead. I lurk.
See? That goes with my whole Edward Cullen thing.
Yes.
That's what vampires do. They mope and brood.
And lurk.
Alrighty, well, if you've enjoyed what we've had to offer, we want to hear about it. And if you think we're full of vampire crap, we want to hear about that too. We just won't mention it.
I found the best special guest ever.
If you want to just heap huge amounts of praise on our very special guest, you can do that as well. You can reach us in one of many ways, or in multiple ways if you'd like. PotentialCast has a Twitter account. Twitter.com/potentialcast. We have a website, potentialcast.com. We have a Facebook group, which is closed. You have to be let in. Just ask to be let in. Just realize you have to stay spoiler free on the stuff you post. Recently posted an awesome YouTube video. It's a guy dressed in a Joss Whedon costume. And it's fantastic. You have to check it out if you haven't checked it out. I'll post little tidbits of stuff while maybe I'm editing, or little previews and stuff. So very, very, very awesome thing that our friend Jim did for us and started that group. And so we are on Facebook in that form. And
what kind of costume was he in?
A Joss Whedon costume.
Oh, you just
costume.
Have to wash it. It's sorry, good.
A Joss Whedon,
yes,
one?
Joss Whedon.
Really? A Joss?
Just Sweden.
Can I be let into the group?
Sure.
Sure. Just find us. Just go to Facebook and search for Potential Cast, and a group will pop up. You ask for an invite, and we'll let you in.
Yay.
Absolutely. But you can reach us by e-letter as well. Kim, what's the address for that?
PotentialCast@gmail.com. I just have to enunciate.
I'm totally
because when
closing
I say Joss Whedon with... really fast, it sounds like I'm saying Josh Eden.
this episode's being closed off with The Rain in Spain. That's the song. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Skylar.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks, Skylar.
You're a good fun. And, seriously, that wasn't a joke.
Like, research party was totally serious.
Goodie.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This little song here is called Old Pirates, you know, redemption song. Old pirates, yes, they're rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the end of the Almighty. Forward in this generation, triumphantly, won't you help to sing another song of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, children, redemption songs. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the tank. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Another song of freedom is all I ever had. Redemption songs, redemption songs. Sing along with me, children, in every way now.
care for atomic energy, cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing? Oh, another song of freedom. Yes, yeah. Tis all I ever have. Did you know? Redemption songs. Sing the harmony. Redemption songs. Come on with me, children. It's everywhere now. It's every day. It's everywhere now. It's everywhere.
Kim, you should with your English accent.
Doubtful. Okay. Oh, this is, I was about to read Steph's reply.
I know. I don't like the way Gmail does that, but anyway.
No.
I digress. Or is it digress? This is a long one. What am I saying?
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least. Both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. As old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Tale as time, song as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. Good night, love.